Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Texter, the optics are bad on the receiver room because they moved Deontay before they had a replacement. Jackson has been great, but they probably didn't need to move Deontay for him. Instead, moving Deontay for another receiver and signing Jackson, who is probably going to get released by Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah. Moving Deontay for another wide receiver, yeah, if you want to say it that way, fair enough. And Jackson was probably going to get released, yeah, but then there would have been competition to get his services. I don't know that anybody could say that the Deontay move was bad now knowing what we know. Like, that has actually aged quite well. Because you and I had a problem with it as the offseason moved on and they weren't addressing the wide receiver situation, but keeping Deontay, it just doesn't look like that was going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they had seen enough from him, and then he's gone to two separate places and been a little bit of a handful, including in Baltimore right now, where they're paying him not to be around, which is hilarious.
Yes.
You think they're just going to hold on to him until the end of the year?
Probably.
You don't want to cut a guy like that and then have him go beat you.
Yeah, or win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Which probably would happen.
What's with all these guys just refusing to go into games?
I don't know, man. It's weird.
It is weird.
You're basically like blackballing yourself from the NFL.
It's an unforgivable sin.
Yeah.
If I were putting a team together this offseason and Deontay Johnson were available at a fraction of the cost to what he's been paid, $18 million a season, you'd get him for $9 million. You'd get him for $7 million. I'm still not doing it.
No.
Good player. Sometimes does silly stuff, runs backwards, fumbles balls, drops balls in key moments. But like on the whole, I think reasonable people will agree Deontay Johnson's a pretty good football player and an elite route runner. But I would never bring him into my football team after all this.
No
chance. One thing I'm optimistic about with the direction of the Steelers. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy White had a big hand in putting them together, and the Steelers are just behind where Philadelphia is, but they want to build them the same way, in the trenches, up front, and be a kick-ass football team. And we haven't been able to see the fruits of that labor because of the injuries that they've had on the offensive line. But next year, you're probably looking at Troy Faltano as your right tackle and Broderick Jones going back to his natural position. You've got Frazier, you've got McCormick, you've got a young line that can grow together, and the hope is that you can turn into a reasonable facsimile of what Philadelphia's got. And I think Andy Weidel knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, they've had pretty good drafts. I mean, we just talked about Faltano. I mean, he gets hurt, but he was going to start almost immediately. They've had pretty good drafts, so I believe that you're spot on with the wide receiver first round type deal this year. And yeah, they're going to build this thing until, but you got to figure out the main position, and that's quarterback. I don't know how that's going to look. Like, if they get knocked out in the first round, like what do you do there?
I think you still pay Russ.
Still pay Russ?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you do. Because the body of work's good.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you make it a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal that's really a 2-year deal or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what's going on with Kirk Cousins. Like, you, that could be a cautionary tale. It could be. I mean, they paid Kirk coming off an injury, and he has been dreadful, and now he's been benched. And you're not paying Russell Wilson anything right now. And you're going to have to pay him like $40 million. So there's always the chance that father time comes for him. But I think he's kind of left you no choice.
Yeah.
Even if you do lose a playoff game. And he kind of mentioned that last night on Hard Knocks. He was at that charity event where he shook hands with Pony and Muller.
Mm-hmm.
And he was signing autographs with a kid. And the kid said, "Oh, are you going to stick around?" And he said, "Hopefully, I love it here."
Yeah, he wants to be here.
He wants to be here. And I'm sure they want him. Dulac's been reporting it all season long that they want him. Just going to come down to the price. I'm willing to go up to $40 million. See what happens. We say draft a wide receiver in round one, but do you draft the heir apparent? We'll, I'm sure, spend a lot of time on that this offseason.
Yes, we will.
Because teams have done it, been successful. Favre to Rodgers to Love. I mean, even Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. They tanked. They knew exactly what they were doing there. There's tons of examples of that working out.
Do you? I mean, does that say that you give up on Justin Fields then? Are you going to be, I mean, you keep him around too if you can?
I would keep him around if you can. I just don't know what the price tag's going to be. If you're willing to spend $55 million or $50 million on quarterback. Now, you can make the argument, give him the Sam Darnold deal, what, 2 years, $10 million a year? Would he take that? If he takes it, you got $50 million tied up in quarterback.
But it's been proven that you needed him.
Right, and that he can win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his career in Chicago looks pretty good right now.
A lot better.
Because I think that's a better football team than he had to deal with. And Caleb Williams can't win games, man. I understand he's a rookie. I'm not saying he's going to be a bust in the NFL. But Caleb Williams goes in there, and they've got Rome Odunze, and they've got all kind of weapons. Their defense should be better and is better than it had been under Fields. And they've lost, what, 8-9 games in a row? So I think Fields is an option for sure. Do you want to pay $50 million for quarterback?
I don't know. Go from paying, what, 7 to 50.
Yeah. It's a big difference.
Yes.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.